الله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد respected elders Dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. As we speak, the water is rising on the Ottawa River, just a few kilometers from here, and homes along the shore are at risk of flooding. There is an urgent need for volunteers to help with sandbagging in West Carleton, especially in Constance Bay and Horseshoe Bay. So if you have an opportunity to go and to help, you can Google West Carleton Flooding Relief and find all the information and give a hand, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect everyone, especially our neighbors and their properties from these floods and from all natural disasters. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, as we live as minorities or as believers living as minorities, we find ourselves from time to time facing challenges after challenges. And our situation sometimes may feel like being caught in the middle of a flood, with rising waters around us and being unable to stop it and to protect our homes and families. In these situations, what should give us hope and inspiration, my brothers and sisters, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early Muslims, who were very few in number, faced similar challenges and obstacles, but they were able to overcome the animosity and the roadblocks that were put up by the polytheists, by the mushrikun of Mecca. And despite these overwhelming odds, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was able to prosper, and the believers were able to find freedom of religion, to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freely and openly. Of course, it doesn't mean that that overcoming these challenges is an easy task, because certainly it wasn't easy. It took effort, and it takes effort, and courage, determination, and faith, and of course time as well. There is a role for political strategy, there is a role for advocacy, there is a role for outreach and media and communications and building alliances as well. But ultimately, it's about touching people's hearts and minds, reaching people's hearts and positively impacting their minds, softening their hearts in a manner that leaves a lasting and a positive impression for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it ultimately comes down to. The reason why I'm mentioning this specifically is because we live in a time where society tells us, or we are generally, you know, taught that in order to make gains and in order to progress, you have to shout and you have to scream and you have to fight. And what I want to highlight today is that that really wasn't the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, when it came to dealing with specific figures, you know, who were entrenched in their animosity, who were hardened in their hatred, then yes, there were times when there was some toughness that was showed. But when it came to the general population, when it came to the average person, the approach, and generally even for most people in power as well, the approach has been one of softness, one that appeals to the heart and to the minds of people. So let's discuss a few lessons from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that can help us in achieving this, inshallah. So first and foremost, always know that people don't really remember what you say, they remember what you do and how you make them feel. Once again, people normally do not remember what you say, they remember what you do and how it makes them feel. We know that one of the foremost qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was his good character. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that, and you are truly a man of outstanding character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose who? As the last messenger on this earth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man of outstanding character. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said himself, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, in some narration, صَالِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I was sent to perfect good character. He was known as being truthful and trustworthy, صَادِقَ الْأَمِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just choose, again, anyone. He didn't choose someone whose character could be questioned, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of the best, the most noble in character, the most perfect in dealings with people, to be the carrier of this final message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calm and he would constrain his anger. He would not have violent outbursts, but rather he was controlled. And if he did get angry, and he did get angry for legitimate reasons, he did get upset for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that displeasure would just show on his blessed face. And this is a sign of strength. What is this? This is a sign of strength, that a person is able to control themselves and is able to restrain their anger and keep it only to the extent of showing displeasure on their face and not have violent outbursts. He was forgiving towards the ignorant. And this is very important for us, because some of those who are hateful, in fact many perhaps of those who are hateful, are actually hateful out of ignorance. Or they are simply ignorant people who have been used by haters or led by haters to commit acts of ignorance against us. There is the famous narration of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who said, كنت أمشي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه رداء نجراني غليظ الحاشية, that I was walking with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he had put on a mantle of Najran with a thick border. فَأَدْرَكَهُ أَعْرَابِيٌّ فَجَبَذَهُ بِرِدَائِهِ جَبْذَةً شَدِيدَةً, and a Bedouin met him and pulled the mantle so violently, so harshly, that I saw this violent pulling leaving marks of the border of the mantle on the skin of the neck of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So a stranger essentially walks up to him, grabs him by the collar so harshly that is left a mark on the blessed neck of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he describes that نظرت إلى صفحة عنق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد أثرت بها حاشية الرداء من شدة جبذته. Then he says, ثم قال, then he says, the Bedouin says, يا محمد, he says, O Muhammad, مر لي من مال الله الذي عندك. He says, so he's grabbing the collar, and he says, O Muhammad, issue command that I should be given out of the wealth of Allah, which is at your disposal. The wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is with you. Now, you would imagine most of us, most people, how they would react if somebody did this to us. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was special, and he has left this beautiful example for us. فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَضَحِكَ ثُمَّ أَمَرَ لَهُ بِعَطَاءِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his attention to him, فَضَحِكَ, and he laughed or he smiled, and then ordered for him a gift to be given to that individual. This is the beautiful character and the beautiful example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we gain great inspiration and great strength from. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in ayah 63 of Surah Al-Furqan, amongst the qualities of the servants of the Ar-Rahman, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا Salama. When the ignorant address them, they say words of peace. It doesn't have to be assalamu alaikum necessarily, but they say words of peace when they are addressed by those who are ignorant. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says regarding this ayah, that if the ignorant people insult them with bad words, they do not respond in kind, but they forgive and overlook and say nothing but good words. And this is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, that the more ignorant the people would be, the more patient he would be. The more ignorant the people would be, the more patient he would be. And he goes on to say that this is as Allah says in Surah Al-Qasas, ayah number 55, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And when they hear evil or vain talk, they withdraw from it. So taking the higher road is something that we have been taught, to respond with that which is better, not to respond in the same way, to say that which is good or remain silent. We have many, many teachings regarding good character, especially when it comes to dealing with others and the way that we respond. We are taught, of course, as an essential part of our religion, to have humility, to be humble. And one of the reasons, one of the wisdoms we can understand, is that arrogance doesn't speak to the heart. Does arrogance speak to a person's heart? No. Nobody likes being addressed by someone who is arrogant. No one likes being told what to do or being put down by someone who is arrogant. But rather, it turns people away. And thus we are instructed to have humility. We are also instructed to have gratefulness, as the Prophet ﷺ told us, to the effect that whoever does not thank people has not thanked Allah. So to be grateful to people, even for small acts of kindness, even small things that they may be doing for us, or we may think it is their duty or their job to do it for us, if we show appreciation, it appeals to the heart, and it is a part of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having gentleness, as I mentioned, there might be times when, you know, we are a bit harsh, or we need to be a little bit harsh for some good reason, but those times should be the exceptions, not the norm. That should be the exception, not the norm. Except, instead what ends up happening sometimes is the harshness becomes the norm. But whenever we talk, whenever it has to do something to do with us, we start off with harshness, with anger. Huh? No. Gentleness is the norm. Harshness is the exception. Because gentleness, once again, appeals to the heart. A person is more likely to listen to someone who speaks to them gently as opposed to someone who is harsh and puts them down. Harshness may satisfy us, but it usually is not conducive to long-term positive change. And thus, you will hardly find any example, if any at all, of the Prophet ﷺ being harsh with people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Prophets Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam to speak gently to Fir'aun. To speak gently to the biggest tyrant, to Fir'aun, as it might be more conducive to getting him to understand. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلَ الْلَيِّنَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed that speak softly to Fir'aun. Why? Perhaps it will help him, you know, be reminded and to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, فَإِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. That verily gentleness is not found in anything but, meaning except that it beautifies it, and it is not removed from anything but that it disgraces it. So this is a reminder for me and for all of us that as we advocate and we speak up, you know, for our rights and for those who are oppressed, that we try to do so in the best way possible, in the most measured and most gentle way possible. And of course, all of these things apply to our own relationships as well. So it is not only when we are dealing with strangers or outsiders, but even when we are dealing with one another, and including when we are at home and dealing with our loved ones, we also try to act upon all of these teachings. Justice and fairness. So even with ourselves, we are instructed that we should acknowledge when we are in the wrong, that we should be just even with ourselves. So when one of us does something wrong, we should not be shy or afraid to acknowledge that. When some of our brothers and sisters do something which is harmful and which is wrong, we should not be ashamed in recognizing that. Because a balanced approach is more appealing to the heart and mind. If a person is speaking to you and you see that person as being biased, there's a less chance that you will, it is less likely that you will be convinced by what they are saying, as opposed to if a person comes across as being balanced, and they are balanced and just, and they are ready to recognize their own faults and the wrongs that are committed by their own people, that is something that is more appealing to the heart and mind. Secondly, to speak for those who are wronged and who are oppressed, regardless of who they are and who the oppressor is. Right? So to be generous in lending our voice to others, provided it is not for something which is haram, obviously, but to share the opportunities and the platforms that we have to include others were also wronged. This also appeals to a person's heart and mind and to their sense of justice as well. And this is what we have learned from the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the pious Muslims. But also, along with this, to be firm in our beliefs. You see, a person who's wishy-washy, who doesn't have any principles, who will say whatever needs to be said to please people, and they can't stand up for what they believe in, this is a sign of weakness. This is not being wise. This is a sign of weakness. So to have istiqamah, even when it is not convenient, this builds respect and shows grit and determination, which are positive qualities. See, but this does not mean that one should be reasonable. Of course, there are certain, certain boundaries or certain, ways to ensure that this is a balanced approach. But point being that one who is always trying to please others and is always willing to compromise and always willing to bend, doesn't really stand for anything, isn't really seen as being someone who has strength and who has positive qualities. And again, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, the early Muslims, and of course even current, mashallah, the pious people, there are certain things that they do not compromise. There are certain things that they will never compromise. They stand for something, they believe in something, and they will stand firm upon that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was offered wealth and power in exchange for dropping his message of Tawheed in opposition to Shirk, even afforded, compromises like let's do half-half. One day we'll worship Allah alone, one day we'll worship the idols, different types of, offers. But he never flinched in the face of that. Right? That was not something that he ever entertained, and he never flinched in the face of such offers. Assisting people in their time of need. See, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, he says, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, the people rushed to meet him. And it was said, the Messenger of Allah has come, the Messenger of Allah has come, the Messenger of Allah has come. He says, I came with the people to see him, and when I saw his face clearly, I knew that his face was not the face of a liar. I knew that his face was not the face of a liar. What does this tell us, by the way? That a person who becomes accustomed to lying, it shows on the face. And the people of insight, they're able to recognize this. Right? So he says, I knew that his face was not the face of a liar. And the first thing I heard him say when he said, Ya ayyuha al-nas, afshu al-salam, wa at'imu al-ta'am, wa silu al-arham, wa sallu bil-layli wa al-nasu niyam, tadkhulu al-jannata bi-salam. O people, spread salam, spread the greetings of salam, feed others, uphold the ties of kinship, and pray during the night when people are sleeping, and you will enter paradise with salam, with peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among such people. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, these are small, positive actions, but if they are done by everyone, if every one of us starts doing this, and every one of us takes all of this seriously, then, especially if we're doing it together, then inshallah you will see the impact. You will see the positive impact that these small steps and these small actions will have, inshallah. We find great teachings regarding feeding the hungry, right? Even charity being to help a person off their mount or onto their mount, right? Of course, before cars, so getting on a horse or getting on a camel, helping a person with that, with their luggage, helping them get off. These were all acts of charity which have been described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So try to find every opportunity. Try to find every opportunity to be at the service of others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah you will see many benefits come out of that. As I've said, there is a time for expressing anger and being aggressive. Sometimes, rarely, but that should not be the norm, because adding fire to an existing fire does what? Does it put out the fire? No. You add fire to a fire, you get more of a fire, right? A greater fire. So instead, let us try to respond by being different, positively, and by being better, taking the higher road while being visible, and that will, inshallah, remove and demolish the animosity and the hatred and the misunderstandings. And inshallah, it will leave a lasting and positive impression. And all of this, all of the efforts, such as lobbying and writing and political advocacy and all of those things, they should go hand in hand with the beautiful teachings of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just try. Keep trying positively with every opportunity that you have. Utilize that opportunity wherever you are, at work, at school, in your neighborhood, in the store, on the road. Utilize every opportunity for betterment and positivity sincerely, and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best character and to guide us to the best of words and the best of actions that are pleasing to Him and that touch people's hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a means of goodness and betterment for all. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Take a quick break and we will continue inshallah.